Hi, this is Siri. Are you waiting for Jordan again? That no good son of a gun is always late to this stupid broadcast.
I'll be there in 5 seconds.
He's shouting from the bathroom that he'll be here in 5 seconds. Help me count it down. Five, four, three, two, one.
Sup, peeps. My name's Hannah Grace.
Hi, my name is Lily Cass. Love you.
My name is Ethan, and you're listening to The Jordan Taylor Show.
And it is The Jordan Taylor Show. My name is Jordan Taylor. Welcome. Real quick, if you want to be a part of my intro like Hannah, Emily, and Ethan were today, all you have to do is listen to the entirety of my show, and on the very last segment, applaud me for the amazing job I did. I randomly contact three of you who applauded and ask you to call in to be a part of my intro. Maybe it could be you tomorrow. Anyways, guys, huge, huge, huge news. Are you ready for this? It turns out the CEO of Anchor himself, the man, the myth, the legend, is now all of our best friend. He loves us. I'm not even kidding you right now, dude. Remember the other day when my show was all about your suggestions for improving Anchor? And before I played your call-ins, I assured you that your suggestions would not fall on deaf ears. Do you remember that? Well, I was right. Take a listen to this.
Hey Jordan, this is Mike, the CEO of Anchor, and first of all, I just wanted to say thank you for being on the platform and making such awesome content. I listened to all of the segments of the people submitting feedback, and it was super cool. One of the coolest things I've ever heard on Anchor, so I appreciate you doing that, and I can definitely back up what you're saying in that the feedback does not fall on deaf ears. The product team is well aware of all the feedback that everyone submits, and not only is it is it something that we're listening to, but it's something we're super inspired by. To hear that people are passionate enough about the platform that they want to help make it better is amazing. So I'm gonna send you one more call in after this, because I made some notes. I want to comment on some of the requests that were made by your listeners, and if you want to publish this, feel free to go ahead. Thanks again, Jordan. Hey Jordan, Mike again. So just to follow up on my last call-in, I'm just going to run through some notes I've made and some of the requests from some of your listeners. So 24/7 music, so like even, you know, playing while the station is off air, I think is a great idea. I think we'd have to build some sort of integration with Spotify or Apple Music on top of what we already have. Maybe it pulls from one of your playlists on one of those services. I think that could be really cool. Station tags, this is definitely something we want to do. We want to help everyone get their content more discoverable. So this is a great call. Photos or thumbnails on audio segments is a tricky one for us. We've talked about doing that one before, and we agree it would definitely add context. On the other hand, we're worried about it pulling away from the audio experience. We want people to be listening and focusing on the audio, less on visuals. So that's something that, you know, we would definitely discuss. I'm going to submit one more call in. And the last call in, following up my previous two. So, lists, like playlists to organize favorites according to category, I think is an awesome idea and definitely something we should do. I think for people that have, you know, a ton of favorites, this could be a really great way to organize what you're listening to. And then Jordan, you had some feedback, a couple of things that you mentioned. Polls, I think, is a great idea, just a really easy way to collect feedback. Be cool if we can also figure out a way to trigger polls, maybe through gestures or something, so you don't always have to be looking at your phone. Easing into interludes is such an awesome idea. I think that would really help with some of the transitions to make them feel like they're not so abrupt. And the native editing in the app itself is another one of these that I have sort of mixed feelings about. We want to make it easy to be powerful in your editing and creation, but we also want to make it as simple as possible so everyone can create. So that's a tough... Hey, Jordan, I lied. So one more call in. Just follow up on the editing thing. Yeah, it's something we talk about all the time. We want people to be able to make super creative audio and to really be free to make whatever they want. We also want it to be super easy for anyone that wants to jump into the app and jump into the tools. So it's one of those things where every time we add a new creation tool, we kind of got to ask ourselves, like, is this too hard to use? Is this easy enough to use? Does it provide enough utility? So I could definitely see us adding more editing features. It's just a matter of making sure we can strike that balance. So it's awesome to know, though, that you want to have more powerful creation tools. Anyway, this was amazing, and I'm definitely up for answering some other questions. If anyone has any, I'll do my best to answer them. But Jordan, I love the station. It's so awesome to have you on here. Please keep doing what you're doing. And for all of Jordan's listeners, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
So there you go, guys. You heard the CEO, Mike, say he's up for trying to answer your questions about the app. So if you have anything you want to ask him, call in to this show and we'll see. Maybe he'll come back on or something. That would be awesome. Like I said the other day, the creators of Anchor are some of the most down-to-earth, communicative people I've ever had the pleasure of working with. It's been a blast so far, and I cannot wait to see where this app goes in the future. With developers like this, though, the future's looking very, very promising. Thanks for calling in, Mike. Okay, so if you haven't already noticed yet, Anchor just rolled out a brand new update today. And this update is super exciting to me, and I promise it's going to change everything for you on this app. Not only have they added the highly anticipated feature of episodes where you can now save your broadcasts so that people can listen to them beyond the 24-hour period, but also they've added the coolest feature of all. Are you ready for your life to be changed? Honestly, are you? The coolest part about this update is that now, with one click, a single click, you can upload your episode as an official podcast on other podcast platforms. Literally, with one click, I kid you not. Take a listen to this.
Hey, I want to show you how quick and easy it is to make a podcast with the free Anchor app for iOS and Android. Here's how it works. First, record some audio. When you've got all the audio you need, tap the episode button to create your podcast. Pick a name and a photo and you're done. We'll handle everything else for you and we'll let you know when your podcast is up and running. If you've never made a podcast before, no problem. It's literally the easiest way to make one and it's completely free.
Remember how you always wanted to launch that podcast but you never did? That was me too. Well, now this morning I launched my podcast with one click. It was literally all done for me. It was that simple. It's not a gimmick. So if you haven't already, update the app to get these new features. They are sweet. The main thing I'm wondering right now, though, with the new podcast feature is this. How are our Anchor podcasts going to sound in comparison to other podcasts that are heavily edited on other platforms? I mean, like I said before, you can't really edit all that much here in the Anchor mobile app currently, but because we're all on Anchor using the same tools within the Anchor realm, it all sounds good to us in relation to other Anchor stations. But as soon as our shows leave the Anchor universe and become a podcast for another universe with another set of standards, I don't know. I wonder what that new comparability is going to do to our Anchor shows, our new podcasts. Now, I say all of that in light of using Anchor in the quote-unquote non-professional way, the way that most people use it, which is just using your phone to record straight to Anchor. However, a definite solution to the non-editing ability of the app is to just not use the app. I don't know if you know this, but if you get on the desktop, you're able to upload outside audio straight to your station, which is actually really, really cool if you think about it. If you choose to go this route instead, you can create entire segments in other programs such as Adobe Audition, giving you complete creative control over your segments, and then you can upload that audio file to your station via Anchor.fm. It's super handy, and I absolutely love this little known part of Anchor. Plus, there's a lot of other really cool features on desktop that might come in handy for you, like scheduling upload times. However, some downsides of going full desktop is that you can't access call-ins for some reason, and you can't go quote-unquote live either, meaning you can't push a red record button, speak into a microphone, and have it automatically post. To me, the forced pre-recorded nature built into the desktop version, if used too much, can take a little of the Anchor personality out of the show, if that makes sense. What I do personally is a mixture of both. When I go live for you guys, I have Anchor.fm open on my computer, and I upload my pre-recorded special segments, like my intro, to my station from the desktop. I do that because I want different background music behind me for that part, and I want a little bit more creative control to grab your attention right from the start. Then, after that, I'm solely on my phone. I insert the interludes like everyone else does from my phone. I select call-ins from my phone, and I respond to them from my phone. Like I said, I find that if I do everything as a pre-recorded audio file that I'm uploading to desktop, my show loses a little bit of personality, and the magic of Anchor is kind of diminished for some reason that I can't quite put my finger on. But at the same time, if I do everything from my phone, I lose some creative control, and therefore the feel of my show is damaged somewhat. So to solve this problem, I do a mixture of both desktop and phone. It gives me the personal Anchor feel that we've all come to love, while at the same time allowing me to keep at least a little bit of creative control, as much as I feel like I need for that episode. So I guess all that to say, I'm just curious to see how our new Anchor podcasts do and sound in comparison to other podcasts in other universes. I wonder if their addition is going to sound seamless or jarring. I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the individual creators of the podcast on Anchor, the time they spend, the content, and the personality they create. However, I think that to make our jobs a little easier as creators and to keep that Anchor feel that we love, we're going to need a slight bit more creative control on the app, such as native editing to some degree. Maybe not a crazy ton, because then we lose what Anchor's all about. Simplicity, but perhaps a little bit more creative control could go a long way in making our new Anchor podcast stand honorably in the midst of other podcasts in the vast podcast universe. And from what the CEO called in and shared with us a few minutes ago, it seems like he's planning on doing just that. Well, guys, that is it for me today. Tomorrow's topic is up in the air. It's probably going to be more vlog style sporadically throughout the day. That's kind of what today was supposed to be, but then I was so excited that the CEO contacted us and that they had that new awesome update. But because I'm going to be filming tomorrow and like editing my video for YouTube for that day, I think I'm just going to do like the vlog style thing. But thank you so much for all your call-ins. Tomorrow I will get to a bunch of them, I promise you. Hugs and kisses. Heart.